Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus and answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you that are listening, hey, if you don't mind, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us this day to gather together and assemble together in Jesus' name. Dear Lord, we're grateful for the word that you're sending in this last hour. Dear Lord, we are grateful to know, Lord God, that you are a God that watches over his word to perform it. And Lord, today as I deliver your message, your word as you have sent it through your angel messenger, I pray that as I deliver this word, that your spirit will carry this message to the hearts of those that are listening. I pray that they'll be awakened, be stirred up, Lord God, be moved to do and be about their Father's business. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And I give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I want to start off today by defining a particular word. And I'm coming from Webster's Dictionary, and this particular word has, according to Webster, five definitions, and this particular word can be used in the verb tense, but here I'm going to give the definition in the noun tense, okay, and it has five definitions, and the one that sticks out to where this message or lesson is dealing with is found in this definition here. And the definition is a charge or duty imposed in faith or committed or entrusted to one to be used or cared for in the interest of another. It also means in that same sentence, responsible charge or office. Okay. That these two definitions I read to you is the definition of the word trust, okay? Once again, the word trust means a charge or duty imposed in faith or confidence or as a condition of some relationship, something committed or entrusted to one to be used or cared for in the interest of another, a responsible charge or office. In this last hour, this word that Jesus had been sending through his angel messenger is also referred to as the midnight cry. It is the cry of the Lord in the darkest hour before Christ comes, which is the last hour that we're living in right now. And this word goes especially to the children of God, to two groups. Now, you say, well, what's the two groups? Number one, the group who has at one time been doing what responsibility or charge or duty that God had put to them but have slacked off. And then the other group is the ones that whose responsibility or charge was revealed to them but not having even gotten off the boat to start in it. Hallelujah. And glory. And the Lord wants you to know, and he has been dealing with you more than one time, more than what I'm giving you at this time. Some of you here have given this message before that you have been given a trust. You have been given a responsible charge. You have been given a duty by God. And this is not just to people in the ministry. You have some people in the church think that only the preachers or the ministers have a work to do. They think that they only get to just come in and sit in the pews and do nothing. Okay? Amen. But the Lord said to you, pew sitter, you have a responsible charge or duty given by the Lord in connection with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to read a scripture from the word of the Lord. This midnight cry of the Lord in the last hour through his angel messenger, the Elijah. I want to read this scripture from what is called the 20th message that Jesus sent out May the 16th, 1930. Now you have given a date. So in your private prayer time, you can go to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, did you send an angel with a message from you on May the 16th, 1930? Amen. We're going to go into the Bible also. So for those of you who have your Bibles, have it on a standby because we're going to go into the Bible there. But the Lord wants his people to know. You have been given a trust, and we all going to have to answer to it on the last day. Some of you who have not even gotten off the bat to do what God has called you to do to yourselves, that there will be no accountability that you're going to be held on because of your slothfulness or your laziness or your negligence. And the Lord wants you to know there will be an accountability you will be held to. And to others of you who started off at one time doing what God had called you to do, the responsible charge or duty that he gave you, now you've gotten to a point where you have greatly dropped off. You're now at a point where you've just been sitting around the house. Or if you ain't sitting around the house, you have become drowned into the things of this world. You are seeking such earthly accomplishments or accomplishments that only get you some earthly recognition on this earth that you have gotten to a point where you have neglected or abandoned the responsible charge or duty that the Lord has set upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the devil, hallelujah, has stepped in and caused some things to hinder. And what has happened to many of God's people, we have become pacified in the hindrance. We won't try to arise up. We won't try to do nothing. And in fact, we have used the hindrance as an excuse for not to be able to do anything that the Lord has entrusted us to or given us a responsible charge or duty concerning the gospel. In the word of the Lord, the 21st message, the 16th verse, the Lord said, remember the great controversy between who? Christ and Satan is on. In other words, while the good is there, also the evil will rear its head to try to combat the good. He said, this is the time when men's hearts will be tried. Hear this, people. Your hearts are going to be tried. This is the time where your heart's going to be tried. It's not going to be easy, easy land. It's not going to be easy, easy land for you to do this responsible charge or duty that the Lord has put upon you. But it can be done if you go in faith. He says, take the message I have given you to the people and let them choose whom they serve. The Lord wants you to take his message. Hallelujah. By any means, vehicle. If you got to fly, if you got to walk, because there ain't nothing going to replace door-to-door work, people. I'm telling you, we thank God for technology. We can reach people in other parts of the nations or the world. Thank God for that. But it is not to fully take the place of door-to-door. The time will come, and some are already doing it. The time will come that is going to come down merely to you still going door-to-door. The time is going to come that they're going to deny the true believers access to the internet, to the TV, to the radio because they're going to say, hey, we can't have you preaching that stuff. We can't have you preaching against homosexuality. We cannot have you preaching against abortion. We can't have you preaching that you need to be married before you have sex. We can't have that. That's not the popularity of the people. So you're going to be denied access. Hear me, people. You're going to be denied access on the internet. You're going to be denied access on the radio and the television. You're going to be denied access. But however, the gospel's still going to have to be carried. Even if we go have to go by foot or by horse or by donkey, it still got to be carried. Because guess what? When you read in the Bible in the days of Paul and Peter and all them, what internet did they have? None. I say none. And they had to travel either by foot or by animals. Now, he goes on to say, but take it in love. And for those of you who is not in the Church of Christ, the lies of message, and you say the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, of what you know of the plan of God, he said he wants you to take it to the people. And he said, take it in love. And once again, many of us have been sitting around. Once again, you may have started off doing that, and you have fell off drastically. And some of you know to do it, and you had not even started off at all. God said all is going to be held accountable. Amen. Now, he goes on to say, be ye humble in your work, and listen to this, and true to the trust the Lord has placed upon you. Let righteousness and justice follow you wherever you go. The Lord said, be true to the trust he has placed upon you. God has placed a responsible charge or duty upon you, believer. Whether you're in the Church of Christ or the Lies of Message or not, if you accept Jesus Christ as Lord, you're a born-again believer, and the Lord has laid a trust upon you. He has laid a responsible charge or duty upon you. God is allowing me to come forth with this voice to speak this unto you as another witness, because some of you have already been warned, even through others. Some of you have been warned by God through dreams and visions about this work and how he wants you to rise. But understand this, the Lord is not going to continue to keep pleading with you. Because if you keep rejecting and keep, hallelujah, and denying, there is going to come something. Hallelujah. Glory. Because you open the door through your disobedience and your negligence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Luke chapter 16. And I want you to hold your place there, because I'm going to read a scripture again out of another one of God's books called The Record of the Nephite. And don't worry. We're going to come to the Bible before this lesson is over with. But I want to read the scriptures from the Record of the Nephite, and it's in the what is called the first book of Nephi, chapter 3. And God spoke to his people that was over here on this continent in prehistoric times, okay? And one of them was of the group that was led from Jerusalem during the time of Zechariah. Not Zechariah, excuse me, and during the time of Zedekiah, in I think that's First or Second Chronicles chapter 36. In the time of Zedekiah, the Lord led a man named Lehi from among them, because the people over there in Jerusalem at that time had gotten so bad against the prophets. They was killing the prophets. They was mocking the prophets. And this man, Lehi, who had a heart towards God, and God began to reveal the truth to him, and he even started speaking to the people, and the Lord said, hey, they finna seek to take your life. I want you to get your family and go. And he led them over to here. And some of you hear that, you think that's far-fetched. I don't understand, as a Christian, how can God not do that? How is it that some of us as Christians, we have put God in a tiny box? And when we tell people that God had led some people from Jerusalem over here to this continent, what we know now is America, we start looking buck-eyed like we just saw Casper the Friendly Ghost. Why is that? I tell you why. Because it's unbelief. Now, some of you may get offended. Well, Brother Nate, I have faith. Well, you ain't walking in it. You ain't walking in it. You ain't exercising it. All you doing is talking it. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In 1 Nephi chapter 3, amen. And in the first verse, and it came to pass that, and it said, and it came to pass that I, Nephi, returned from speaking with the Lord to the tent of my father. Now, his father's name was Lehi, the one I told you that God had led over here from Jerusalem, and Nephi being his son. And so Nephi, he even had communion with God. And as he returned from speaking with the Lord, he goes to the tent of his father, and he says, and it came to pass that he spake unto me, who is the he, his father, Lehi, and he spake unto me, saying, behold, I have dreamed a dream, in the which the Lord have commanded me that thou and thy brethren shall return to Jerusalem. For behold, Laban hath the record of the Jews, and also the genealogy of thy forefathers, and they are engraven upon plates of brass. Wherefore, the Lord hath commanded me that thou and thy brother should go unto the house of Laban and seek the records and bring them down hither into the wilderness. And now behold, thy brothers murmur, saying, it is a hard thing which I have required of thee. But behold, I have not required it of them, but it is a commandment of the Lord. Therefore, go, my son, and thou shalt be favored of the Lord, because thou hast not murmured. Okay? Hallelujah. And verse 7 said, and it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them, that they may accomplish the thing which he commanded them. Now, Lehi was the earthly dad, and he had these, at this time, three sons. And Lehi was given a responsible charge or duty, or he was given the trust by God to command his sons to do something. Now notice that Lehi tell him that it wasn't for him to go get it, but he had to tell his sons to go get it. Hallelujah. Some of you in the leadership, in the ministry, God has instructed you to instruct the people, but you have failed to do it, and you have been failing to do it for a while. God said, I have given you a responsible charge or duty over a people to instruct them as I instruct you. But you have failed. Repent. Repent of this thing and get it back right with God. Some of you ministers are just sitting back and you're becoming fat cats. You're living off the money that you get it and milking off the people. Now, I'm coming straight with you on this. But yet still, you have a true responsible charge or duty for God that you have failed to do. Because number one, you don't want the money cut off. And number two, you fear the people. You're trying to give them what they want to hear. God said, you can't be my man and at the same time being men pleasers. You got a decision to make. Hallelujah. So Nephi talks to his dad. And apparently his dad had already told his older brothers, because he had two older brothers, Laman and Lemuel, which was the ones that Lehi was talking about with murmuring. Nephi come back from speaking with the Lord. There are some Nephis, some Christians that are some Nephis, hallelujah, who is under ministry leadership, who themselves have communion with God, hallelujah, and they're going to hear, and they're waiting to hear to you ministers that are listening, that have not risen to your responsible charge or duty, that God has instructed you to instruct them to do. You're going to have some Nephites among you that's going to hear. They're going to hear the instruction that you've gotten from the Lord to instruct them to do. They're going to hear it. Amen. Why? One reason is because they're going to have a relationship of getting to know things with God themselves. You got some people in the pews, they don't know nothing about God. They don't try to spend time with God. They don't try to get to know God through his word and through prayer. They're too busy. They're trying to build up their own stash here on earth and try to build up notoriety here on earth. Well, guess what? They are going to be the Lamans and the Lemuels. That's what's the two oldest brothers of Nephi here, Laman and Lemuel. They were the ones whom his daddy was telling murmur, saying, it is a hard thing which I have required of them. To you ministers that are listening, you're going to instruct those as you have been instructed by God, and you're going to have some Laman and Lemuels among you. That's going to tell you, say, Pastor, what you asking is hard to do. Huh, can't do that. Hallelujah. And see, Lehi said, it's not I that required of you, but it's the commandment of the Lord. And you got some people that's going to fight you because they think that it's just coming just from you and not as given to you from God. They're going to have to answer that, and they're going to answer to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These Nephi Christians, they're going to go forth and do the responsible charge. See, some of you are going to be given a responsible charge or duty from God through others. And some of you, God is going to straightway tell you. Hear me what I'm saying now. But all must remember, you have a responsible charge or duty. That includes me, people. That includes me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. There are going to be some Nephi Christians who's going to go in faith. What do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, in verse 7 it says, and it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord have commanded. For I know that God, the Lord, giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commanded them. See, he didn't do like his brothers and start saying, man, that's a hard thing. We can't do that. She's talking about, man, we can't get them records from the bond. It's too hard. We can't do it. Hallelujah. They're going to be those who are going to take this responsible charge of duty from God through the leadership, and they're going to go in faith and accomplish this thing. He said, I will go and do. He didn't say, well, I'm going to try. He didn't say, I'm going to try. He didn't say that, people. He said, I will go and do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's go to the Luke. Let's go to the Bible here. Luke chapter 16, verse 11. Luke chapter 16. Verse 11. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16, verse 11. Now look what the word of God says here. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? If Let's go deeper with this, people. Let's look at it in dealing with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what the message is coming and dealing with the work of the Lord. He said, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, okay, the earthly things, you haven't been faithful in keeping that, he said, who is going to commit to you the trust of the true riches? The things of the spiritual. Some of you, let's understand something. When God gives a command and a charge for us to do, God is balanced. He don't just deal with your spiritual side and your offices, spiritual office and all like that. He deals with the earthly side, like your home, okay? To you daddies, to you mamas. You've been given a responsible ability, a charge of duty, even in your homes. And the Lord said, if you can't be faithful in that, the things, the earthly things, if you can't be even faithful in dealing with the money, even money you make here on this earth. See, God tells us how to deal with our money. okay? First of all, you give tithing. Then out there, you can sow seed, okay? But see, some of us, we're too wrapped up on selfishness, people. We come up with an excuse on not to pay tithes. Well, the Lord know my heart. Now we got some Christians talking about you don't need to pay tithes. And some of them went to the point talking about you head to destruction if you pay tithes. Now, what kind of stuff is that? Because they're going around saying, oh, you know, that's part of the law of Moses. No, it wasn't. The giving of tithes, Abraham gave tithes in his time before the law was given. Amen. He paid tithes then before Moses even came with the law. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you can't be faithful, he said an unrighteous mammon, wealth, or the earthly things that can represent the earthly things, how are you going to be faithful in the true riches, that which is spiritual? How are you going to be faithful in doing the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you can't even keep to that which is earthly? You can't keep to that. You can't be true to that. Like some of us, we got jobs, earthly jobs. You probably in point trouble right now because you can't hardly come to work on time. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm going to be straight up with you, okay? And God in the Word always talks about our conduct, our lifestyle, our behavior, and how we are to do right in the sight of all men. He tells us about that. And some of us, we just lay and drag around. And now we're missing days of work, and we're getting points against us, and we're losing that, and we're in danger of losing our job. Because why? We don't either want to turn the bed loose, okay? We don't want to get up, you know? We lounging and louching around and all this stuff, okay? Some of us, we got bills to pay. We don't try our best to pay our bills on time to the best of our ability. We just take stuff for granted. And we keep falling and falling and falling behind. Just like the message that the Lord had me to give yesterday, many of us, and let me get more specific, as Christians in our home, we don't even have a budget. We're just spending all over the place. We don't try to put things in order. We don't see the order of priority things in our home is this. Needs first, wants after, okay? No, we don't want to hear that. Wants first, needs after. And so we're getting the lights cut off, the gas cut off. We can't go to work on time. Now we're in danger of being fired. They're warning us and saying, hey, you got one more time to miss or you're fired. And then we're turning to the Lord and say, Lord, they so wrong. Give me another job. And then all of a sudden, after a while, you say, it's like I'm not hearing from God. And that's true, because I'm going to tell you right now, God is not going to honor when we are out of the way. I guarantee you that when God deal with you, he's going to deal with you about your conduct. Amen. I know some of you don't want to hear this, but he's going to. Hallelujah. And see, we can't even, you know, some of us as husbands, we don't even be faithful to watching over our family and doing what we have to do. Some of us as husbands, we got our own thing going on. We laying around, we doing this and that. And then we're talking about, I want to be called to be an apostle. For what? For what? For what? Hallelujah. See, some Christians think that God doesn't deal with your earthly life. He does. Listen, for those of you that just know the Bible, read your Bible. God just don't give you instructions and charge or duties for just the spiritual side. He gives you for the natural side as well. And he's saying that, hey, if you can't be faithful, you know, in the earthly thing, so who's going to commit to you the trust to the true riches? Okay, because there's still a spiritual connection in that, a slothful spirit, a lazy spirit, a negligent spirit, okay? Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. Jesus. But the Lord is letting you know here in this verse here, there's a trust. There's a trust given. Okay, there's a trust spiritually, And there's a trust given to you of the earthly things by God. And he's saying if you can't be true to that, faithful to that, who gonna entrust it? Who is gonna trust the true riches to you? He said, who? With a question. Because the Lord said, it ain't gonna be me. Okay. Amen. So some of you want to up and just do in the church, but you don't want to take care of home. Amen. You don't want to take care of home. You just want to be all out there and all over the place. But then we can't beat you talking about the church and doing for the church. Hallelujah. Some of you in the churches, you want certain positions in the church. Once again, you can't come to work on time. You don't pay your bills. You constantly get yourself cut off. I'm not saying this to be funny. I ain't saying this to be pure mockery. This is straight up truth. And the Lord, hallelujah, want us to hear this, people. You have a trust, and you're going to have to answer for it. Some of you think, even on the earthly side, trust, you scot-free. Guess what? Wake-up call is coming. Wake-up call is coming, people. You're going to answer for the trust that comes in dealing with this gospel and the trust that God has given unto you in the home. You're going to answer, okay? You're going to answer. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul, in his writing to the Christian church in Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 1. And the word of God says, for yourselves, brethren, know our interest or coming in unto you that it was not in vain. So Paul said, hey, we didn't come to you, you know, in vain, not just for nothing, okay? But even after we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. But, and here's the key verse, as we were allowed of God to be put in trust or in a charge of responsibility, a responsible charge or duty with the gospel. Who did it? God, not man. Hallelujah. Even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. The Apostle Paul said, listen. Listen, people. Listen, Christians here at church. When we came to you, we didn't come to you for nothing. We didn't come to you in vain. He said, we even came to you after we had suffered. And we were shamefully entreated at Philippi. Some of you who started off doing your responsible charge or duty for God, you were shamefully entreated. You had suffered, and guess what happened? You stopped doing the work. The Apostle Paul and them said, we didn't stop. Even though we were shamefully entreated, even though we had suffered before, he said, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. And he said that we didn't come in deceit. We didn't come in uncleanness. We didn't come in guile. We came the right way to you. Okay? That's how we came unto you. Amen. We came the right way. Hallelujah. And giving you the gospel, we did not allow how we was treated to stop us. Now, notice he said we were trusted or allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. He said God did it, not man. So our position in the gospel, our work in the gospel was not, quote, allowed by man. The trust was not from man. It was from God. So the Apostle Paul, as you know, said we got to trust. We have a responsible charge or duty. Okay? We didn't just get saved and then run around here just doing whatever we want to do. We had a work to do for God. People, hear this. Many of you, once again, that is listening, you hadn't even got off foot for doing for the Lord. You can continue to let the devil fool you if you want to tell you that everything's fine, how much God loves you. That's just man talking. But I'm going to tell you what he's doing when he's telling you this and you're listening. He's in the corner saying, you fool. And he's falling out laughing at you. Because he knows that you're going to answer for not rising up and doing what God has called you to do. I'm not pushing you to get out of order. You can do what God called you to do in order, okay? So don't get this message to think that you're just going to run out of order and tell your pastor, well, not pastor, I'm just going to go do what God has. You got to be careful when you go that route, okay? But rest assured, you can do what you have to do for the Lord in order, okay? In order. Amen. You can do that. Hallelujah. But the Apostle Paul is letting, and once again, it ain't just to the people in the ministry. Some of you pew sitters who's listening, snap out of that. Get out of that kind of thinking. Okay? Remember, we all, according to the word of God, are going to be judged according to the deeds in this body. Okay? We all going to be judged. Not just your pastor or those in the ministry, but you as well, Mr. Pew Sitter, not want to get up and do anything. Well, yeah, I just got to come straight with this, people. Ain't no need of just joking around sugarcoating. We got to come real with this because you hear so many people. I have come across so many people, quote, who are like in the church. Even when I ask them, have you found out what God have you to do, a purpose, what the purpose you are here for? They'll say, no, I haven't. Now, understand this when I say this. I understand people still seeking. But here's the thing that I've noticed. Some of them that have said no, they have said no with a attitude or a spirit like no, but like I'm not really interested in finding out. They the ones, many of them who carry a religious spirit. They are among the ones who will go to church on Sunday, do a little clapping here and there, smile a little bit, maybe tell other folks how good you preach, but we ain't going no further than that. Oh, don't ask me to go out and do the missionary work. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Like, for example, the Jehovah's Witness. Now, their doctrine is in darkness, but I have to give them credit on one thing. Those people do go house to house, okay? They go house to house. They go door to door. I mean, I don't care how many doors you slam in their face, how you wiggle the court curtain and make them, let them know you're in the house, but you won't answer the door. I don't care how much you do that, okay? They go house to house. So they going out doing their work, okay? They go out and do their work, okay? Some of us who are proclaiming to be Christians, we're not doing the thing. And the thing that really amazes me, and this is why I see where there's trouble at, because for any of us, when you become pacified or comfortable in negligence, sin, what have you, it's something wrong, okay? It's just like you come across somebody that steals. When they can steal from you easily and they're comfortable with it, and knowing they're stealing from you and they're comfortable with it, you're not going to tell me you ain't going to stand up there and say, it's something wrong with that person. It's bad enough you stole, but now you stealing with no remorse. You stealing like, hey, it don't bother me none. That's the kind of attitude you have. Well, see, that's how some who I come across when they talk about doing the work for the Lord, that's their attitude. It don't bother me that I don't know. It don't bother me that I ain't doing anything. But see, many of them, you can't beat them hunting deers. When deer season come up, boom, 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 they shooting deers right and left and will talk to each other on the job. How many you kill? I kill two. How many you kill? I kill four. Big time conversation. And see, some of them like going to these churches that don't have service every Sunday. Oh, yeah. Well, let's be honest and real about it, because for the simple fact is, that's a Sunday I can choose not to go. Well, you say, well, why do you say that, Brother Nate? Well, I've come across some that when the church they go to, the Sunday they don't have service, they have Sunday school. A lot of people do not go to Sunday school. They don't. Now, if they have a service first and third Sunday or second and fourth Sunday, they'll be there. But the other two Sundays that they just have a Sunday school, they ain't showing up. Amen. They're not showing up. Hallelujah. See, this is why the Lord is speaking in this midnight hour. Because like I said, many of you think God is asleep or dead. You've been told by some people he ain't speaking today. So in your mind, I ain't got to do nothing, just sit around. Oh, I can look at that preacher. He the one got to do all the work. He got to be behind the pulpit. I just sit in the pews and just soak it all in. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is sending a modern day word today through his angel messenger. And he says, be true to the trust that is placed upon you. End of that verse, he said, let justice and righteousness follow you wherever you go. For some of us, justice and righteousness is not following us. Unrighteous, injustice. Yeah. That's another reason. We're not doing the work of the Lord, but we're doing another work. And God on the ground is doing the work of the enemy. Amen. Doing some unrighteous stuff. And somebody confronts you by the first thing come out your mouth, you can't judge me. I tell you what, somebody breaking your house and steal something, and they catch them, and that judge get ready to sentence them. I'm going to see if you're going to jump there in front of that judge and say, judge, what's wrong with you? You can't judge him. I'm going to see if you tell the judge that. Hallelujah. You got to trust people. This message, it's a message of the Lord with fire. It's a light under the feet of his people that have been neglecting their job in the Lord. You have a trust. Some of you perhaps may not have been told by your leaders or stressed to by your leaders that, hey, you have a trust by God to do. See, some of you is sitting here expecting some big calling, like you're going to be called to ministry. You ain't got to be waiting to be called to the ministry all the time doing work for the Lord. God didn't say your work that you have to do for him is when you get in the ministry. No. If your pastor's out there carrying that word, join him. Join him. If your pastor is on, like we're doing here, if he's on the broadcast, join him. Participate and help doing what? Getting their word out. Quit sitting in the background, in the closet. Okay? You know, you got people sometimes, they want to pick what they want to do or they don't want to do nothing at all. Plain and simple as that. Okay? We all have a trust by the Lord. We all have a responsible charge or duty by the Lord to do. All of us do. And you got some people who ride on the skid. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the purpose he had me to do. Okay then, so while you seeking, you still got the general job of giving the gospel. You don't have to be in the ministry. But like I said, if you got others in the church that doing it, join them. Help doing out, you know. You know, I see why many times, and I'm talking about us all, why God has to shake us a bit, because we get complacent, we just come up with excuses that are just awful. We're telling, oh, God, and I can just picture God up in heaven just with his arms folded like, huh, is that what you're going to come with? You can't, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This work of the Lord Jesus Christ that he not only commissioned me but others that have received this work to do, it's not no easy path. I mean, I've had people act like I'm crazy when I tell them about this. I've had people that act like that, but hey, I can't let that, and I will not let that deter me from this work. Listen, I got a witness in my spirit years ago from God that this work is true. I got a personal witness in my spirit that this work is true. And I tell you like this, you can basically find just about every church I have splits. We didn't have splits in the church, but I did not let it deter me from this work. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let it deter me from that. Amen. See, some people, like I said, started off doing the work for the Lord and they stopped because they found out Pastor Joe was unfaithful to his wife. They just devastated. Now, I understand that, you know, you kind of looked up to Pastor Joe and you find out Pastor Joe was unfaithful. I can understand that hitting you hard, but is it that important that you neglect the Lord's doing his work because Pastor Joe was unfaithful? Is it that important? Because that's what some have done. That's another reason why I tell you that some of them started off doing the work for the Lord and they just fell off the map. Why? Because one of the reasons is that some of them had discovered something that believers in the church were doing that was ungodly, and they may have been people they looked up to, and all of a sudden they found, oh man, they were doing this. Oh man, they were doing with the lowdown and all that stuff. And next thing you know, they just lost affection for the work of the Lord because an exposure of someone else's evil or the sin that they was doing. See, this is why the Lord always be letting us and stressing us know all throughout his word that he has to be number one. Because if he don't be number one, whoever we make number one, if they disappoint us, especially in a great way, God in trouble. You say, why that? Because we going to leave them. Okay? See, you got some people that's only called themselves serving God because of other people. And see, they think God don't know that. And this is why God be sending the messages throughout time, say, hey, come closer to me, pray more to me. And you know, and they ain't quite getting it why he's saying it, because he's trying to get them to a place where they would see him as number one. But see, when they don't do that, that person that they have over God, when that person hurts them, oh man, what work of the Lord? You look up, you be saying, hey, we ain't seen you in church service for 3 months. Yeah, I've been busy. Then you tell them, hey, but we miss you when we go on missionary work. Yeah, I know, but you know this old job. Then they want to get mad when you say, well, hey, you know, we got our job, but we got a job to do for the Lord, too. Then they get, well, you know, God knows my heart, and you can't judge me. But, people, that thing so old is pitiful. It was old when it first started. It just old. That old saying, you can't judge me. That old saying, you know. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am grateful for the blessed word of the Lord today and this opportunity to share with you all the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of our Lord and Savior, because he's worthy to be praised. And I just give God all the glory and honor. And don't forget later on tonight, 7 p.m., our brother Eddie Lee, will be back on the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. We ask for you that you look for the advertisement or look for it at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, Eliza Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.